Hi guys, welcome back to We Have Thoughts. This week, we're talking about Daria. I'm your host, Anna.
This is Joy.
I'm Crystal.
And the spell is broken.
She sounds like Daria's sister.
Yeah, so
Quinn.
By now I feel like you probably got a feel for what we're about, but in case you don't, each week we choose a random episode of TV and we watch it and we talk about it. And yeah, this week it's Daria.
We're the newbies. Welcome to the newbies.
Welcome to the newbies.
Hello, people that are new to us.
Mm-hmm. If you are, go ahead and smash that subscribe button.
Oh, I was like, what? What did she smash?
Smash the patriarchy.
Like that
what,
too.
What are people smashing? I'm very confused right
smash
now.
Smash the subscribe. Leave a little review.
We have zero reviews still. So if someone wants to like, you know.
Smash. That was so funny.
She was thinking of the show Smash, the hit show Smash on NBC.
Hit show?
Hit show Smash.
It's a joke, obviously. Yeah, we still have zero reviews because, you know, we're great.
Like three people listen to us. But we love you three people.
We love our three friends.
Shout out to all three of you.
On this, it's three. On our So You Think You Could Dance podcast, which if you aren't listening to that, girls. You're missing out.
I say girls. Like a it's lot. Everybody.
Well, it's you're missing over out. Now. Well,
you can go back and listen to our whole this season. What is it, season 15?
Uh-huh.
Oh, So You Think You Can Dance. If you're rewatching that, if you're just watching videos, whatever. Those are very entertaining.
Yes, they are.
Because it's very late at night and we're very tired. But very entertaining. Anyways, so Daria,
we watched season 1, episode 10, The Big House, and here's your synopsis. Everyone's jazzed for the teachers versus DJ's, that's a weird word, DJ's roller hockey game, except Daria, who's been grounded.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
My sound effects were so late, I'm so sorry.
Grounded. Do you, what's your favorite memory of being grounded?
Is that a serious question?
Yes. Like, what was the one time you were like, damn, this I got caught? Suck? Or, like, that's
the
one that sucked the most. Or something that just sticks out to you about being grounded.
I blocked
it all
out.
Sucked.
My ground was very serious. So, not fun at all.
It wasn't great.
No.
Yeah.
Well, traumatic is a better word.
We're going to go back and edit that out because I was hoping for some good stories there. But
no. None you want to hear, believe me.
What did I do? Did I ever?
What didn't you do?
Oh, actually, shut up. I wasn't bad. I wasn't actually like a wild child until like college, maybe.
Definitely.
Shut up. Ask my mother. She'll tell you.
Okay. Your mother's right here. No.
God.
Bring her out. She's
no, I was
in special guest of the podcast.
In the vein of that question, I was going to ask you guys, which I think I already know the answer to. Have you guys ever snuck out of the house when you were, you know, living at home?
Not really.
What do you mean not really?
I just sometimes would come home late and like I worked. This is not when I was a kid, clearly, because I was too scared. But when I would work late at my job and we'd get out like midnight or 10, I'd lie and say, oh, we're getting out at like 1 or something. I go to people's houses and stuff. I didn't really do anything, but
just hang out. Yeah,
just hang out. But it was I didn't sneak out.
Anna, have you ever snuck out of the house?
Not out of my house.
Oh, scandal.
I stayed over at a
whose
friend.
House were you at?
She's irrelevant.
Was it from high school? Because it's mostly irrelevant.
No, it was seventh grade.
Oh, extra irrelevant.
And I was terrified. This girl, she acted way older than we were, and she dated boys that were in high school, and we were in seventh grade, and so we went over to her house for a sleepover. There was like four or five of us. I didn't
with boys.
No,
oh, okay.
I didn't know like three of the girls there. I only knew one other girl, so we like clung to each other because I was like, "Who are all these strange people?" And oh they were God. Like. Doing all these like makeup things and doing their hair, and we weren't quite there yet. We were still like the baby Sevies. And
I haven't heard the word Sevy in a long time.
Gross. Wow. Ew, do not take me back to junior high. Junior high was a wreck.
So wow. She was like, okay, my friend's coming over and let's go outside and meet him. And we snuck out of her house while her parents were asleep to go meet this guy in the front yard.
Oh my
God. He drove up in his car and wanted us all to get in to go TP somebody's house. And me and my friend were like, no, I'm so not comfortable with this. Oh my God, I want to die. It was terrible. And we were trying to convince her, like, you should not get in his car. She was like, but I really want to go with him. And oh, I think it'd be so much fun. And we're like, no, you're like 13 years old. You are not getting in the car with some strange boy who's driving to go teepee some random person. No, stay here.
He has to be at least 16 years old. So that's a big.
We'll go tell your mom. Like, we were freaking the fuck out. Ultimately, she said no, and we snuck back in the house.
Thank the Lord.
It was terrifying. Joy, have you ever snuck out of the house?
Yes.
Ooh. And bring out her mom.
Oh, fuck.
Just kidding.
No, my mom knows. She she knows. I was actually still living with her when I would just, everybody would come home and, you know, be asleep because they were, they all had school or work the next day or whatever. It's when I went out during the week, which I still kind of do, but not as much. So like everybody's in bed, it's 10 o'clock and I'm like, oh, I'm leaving. Bye. And just don't say anything and just like leave and close the door really quietly. Cause like my friends and I, we had school during the week, but our classes were a little bit later. And so, like, drinks and bars and places are cheaper during the week.
So this is college years.
Yeah, and I worked on the weekend. So I was like, yeah. I'm not going out on the fucking weekend. And then I still did it anyways.
Of course.
Who cares? I can sleep when I'm dead. I'm fine. I'm sleeping now.
She's asleep right now. Yeah, she's
right now.
I'm actually asleep talking. Hello. Mm-hmm.
This is Sleepy Joy.
Did any of y'all ever teepee in someone's house for real?
All the fucking time.
Really? That's fucking rude.
All the fucking time.
I never did it.
Me either.
I never got invited to do that shit because I didn't have
friends. I did egg. Well, I didn't, but I was in a car with people who egged someone's house before.
Oh, dang.
And I didn't know that's what we were gonna do. And I was like in the car.
Were you very upset?
Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god! I was so scared.
I was always.
I think I threw one egg because I felt so pressured. But that was it.
Do you want to go egg someone's house right now?
No, because I don't hate anybody. That's too much effort.
Yeah.
To hate someone like that. I just don't got time for that. I'm so busy. I can't.
I never wanted to do that because when I was younger, I was always like the responsible one. Mm-hmm. So I was like, no, we can't. We're going to get caught. We're going to get in trouble. Our parents are going to know. Oh, my God. We're going to go to jail. My life is over. Like immediately go from 0 to 100 and be like, I'm going to die.
Never.
Fuck you.
I was always game, loved doing it. All right, my friend,
this is so strange to me and I like it.
My mom's friend was super into like driving. She's like, yeah, I'll take y'all. That's so much fun.
Your mom's friend was the one who took the children to
and
do
so
this?
She would go turn off her car and
she's
sit.
She's so responsible.
She was one of those, I want to be the friend mom, which at the time we thought was so cool. But looking back, you're like, you weren't that great.
and her name she was?
She would like yell at us. If a car came by, she'd go, car, from her turned off car. And then she was so small, she would like duck down. So we would all like fall to the ground
and wait
for the car to pass and then get up and continue. My favorite one that we ever did was in 9th grade. It was like the last one I did. So everyone in our class, I've probably told you guys this story before. Everyone in our class cheated on this one test.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And one girl snitched on us because she didn't get to cheat. So she failed the test and she didn't think that was fair. So we all got together and we picked up some of the guys and we went and go TP'd the shit out of her house. Because we were like, we all had to retake that fucking test, even though none of us read the book because you narked on us.
What book was it?
Constantinople. Constantinople. No, it was about the guy who created
Constantinople.
No, fuck.
Constantine.
No, he Constantine created the like Conqueror.
Constantine Barillas from American Idol.
Like time zones and shit.
Oh, that British dude.
Not Orson Welles.
Yeah, it was all about like Greenwich whatever and about time. He created the lines. The lines
on the
equinox.
Yeah. And the prime meridian.
Sure, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think his last name is Meridian. Is that why he's what?
I don't remember. It was the most
boring
book.
You didn't read this book and that's why you would have failed
the test. Nobody
could
get through it because it was like, it was so fucking boring. And the teacher was away on maternity leave. So we had a terrible long-term sub. So somebody in second period put he was the smartest kid in our class, put his test on top so that someone in third period wrote down all the answers and passed it around to everyone.
I remember when we cheated like that. That was great. Way to go, public school.
Yeah, I had her in sixth period. So even if I didn't want to cheat, I already knew all the answers because everybody was talking about it. So I'm looking at the test going, everyone already told me the answers. So what am I supposed to do? Pick all the wrong ones?
No.
No. It was. We all had to come in after school and retake the test.
Oh, no.
With our sleeves rolled up, with our feet apart, nothing on our desk.
Dang.
And for the rest of the year, that's how we had to take tests.
That sucks.
It was ridiculous, but yeah, we all cheated.
I remember doing that. I miss when school was easy.
Right?
God, that was so nice. Then I did AP classes and I was like, fuck no, bye.
Yeah, I got out of that real quick.
Me too. That's not for me. English was fun. And Spanish was great.
You took Spanish.
I took AP Spanish for Spanish language and then Spanish literature. So it's basically like AP English, but in Spanish.
But in Spanish. Mm-hmm.
I read a lot of great poems, a lot of great works of literature. They're really good. I missed that class. That was a good class.
I was terrible at Spanish and did not take it in high school because I would have failed it miserably. Mm-hmm. And I forgot what I was saying. Oh, AP English. I like drew a huge blank. I did it in my sophomore year and I struggled real hard. I enjoyed the reading, but the comparative analysis and all that shit, like I struggled so hard with it. So I dropped out of it for my junior and senior year. I said, bye.
That's the way to go. Cause it was way easier in the regular classes.
Yeah.
Like so much easier. Cause I was used to having to work so fucking hard for AP. And then I got out of AP and I was like, well, I don't really have to do anything anymore.
Well, and I also felt like those teachers were way less pressured because we didn't have to pass the exam. Yeah. So they knew there was a lot of people in there who did not give a shit. So they got to have more fun with it, and we got to, like, play around with it more.
Have games and, like, fun lessons.
One of my favorite teachers was my junior year English teacher, and his name is totally escaping me right now. But he was just one of those real chill dudes. He was like, I'm not going to hound you about due dates. Just turn it in before the end of the 6 weeks. And every morning we wrote in our journals, and we got to go around and share if we wanted to, and
I had a class like that too. It was so fun. I don't remember who that was either.
He was real chill and I really enjoyed him. And he was really, we had really great discussions about what we were reading instead of just a bunch of worksheets or whatever, or yeah, writing things or whatever. Yeah, I really enjoyed that class.
But back to Daria.
Oh, yeah. Daria.
So they get grounded.
So the show premiered in 1997.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was that old.
It is. It's pretty
old. I thought it was pretty old. I would have guessed like 99 at least.
I've always loved Daria's house. That huge like mansion.
I like how the episode was called The Big House. And I was like, wow, that is a big house. It's actually a mansion.
That's ginormous.
My first note is that I want her coat. I have a green
coat. You do have one like that.
I have a green coat. Yeah, you do. It's got a big milk stain on the back that you can only really see in the sunlight.
Milk stain.
I was a nanny for a hot minute.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Oh, it's that old? Wow.
And he spilled a glass of milk on it, and I didn't take it to get cleaned right away because it was like the end of winter, and I put it in my car and kind of forgot about it. And then I was like, oh, fuck. And now it's got a little bit of a stain on it, but I love that jacket.
Gives it character. It's fine.
Yep. I like that her sister was wearing a smiley face t-shirt. I remember those.
For a hot minute, I couldn't tell if that was a halo or like a little cutout in her shirt. But it was a halo.
Cutout in her shirt. Oh, okay.
Like she had a little like.
I was like, what?
Cutout in the middle of her shirt.
Quinn would wear that though if I had a hole in her shirt because she's ridiculous.
Ridiculous Quinn.
I've always loved the dry humor of Daria. Oh, before we say that, none of y'all had seen this, right?
So I had not seen this beforehand. No.
I knew who Daria was and I had seen bits and pieces, probably a whole episode here or there, but I don't remember it well enough to.
Did you watch it
when it was on?
Well, no, because I think I may have caught glimpses when it was originally airing, but they re aired it on MTV late at night. On the N and all that stuff.
Oh, that's how you watched it.
But mainly MTV. And I loved her. I think she's so funny. She says things that I wish I could say a lot of the time.
It's because she like says it quietly and like she says it like under her breath.
I can't be that monotone in my life. Like I want to sometimes.
But you just have too many emotions. Can't.
Hold on. I think there's somebody at our door.
Oh my God. I bet you.
No. Okay. That'll work. It'll work.
What does that mean?
It stopped the old three tracks and it started three new tracks, but it's after.
Oh, you can just meld them together.
Yeah. That'll be fine. I just got to cut out all this.
Melt them together.
Fun
You're
going
to melt them together. You're going to take a flame together. And put and let them melt together.
So ready?
Are you ready? Yeah, yeah. We're recording.
Okay. Oh. So sorry, my family came and they're over there. So anyways.
It smells like fries in here. I'm very distracted.
So I've always loved Daria's dry humor. I think I said that already. She's really funny.
As much as I love Daria, really funny. I think her dad was my favorite in this episode.
Oh my God.
He reminds me
You're
of...
You're such a dad.
Did you ever,
accoutrement.
Did you ever watch The Fairly Odd Parents?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He reminds me of him. So when I, years later when I was watching it with my brother, I was like, oh my God, it's Daria's dad.
Speaking of Fairly Odd Parents, I love that show. That show was so funny.
It really is.
It was
so good.
Too much. It was so great.
I used to watch that. That was the one show I could like sit down and watch with my brother and none of, like neither of us would be like.
Because it's great.
I don't want to watch this. Why are we watching this? Like
every single episode was great. It was so funny.
It's still funny to this day.
I love Cosmo.
Can we watch that?
No.
Let's watch it tonight.
Shut up. Don't play with me.
Bitch, I'm not. Okay, that was sorry. The best. No, I love. I can totally see this family court thing being something I would do with my family when I'm older.
That's immediately what I thought of when I saw that. I was like, oh, Anna would totally do that.
Except I wouldn't be as serious as the mom. I'd be more like the father and be like, I am the judge and I am sitting on top of my accoutrement and I am going to tell you what I think you should do. You are grounded for a month. It would be outrageous. I want
to
do it.
Although they. Your kids would have a great story to tell years later.
They would. That'd be so fun. They'd be kind of annoyed with it at the beginning, but then they'd be like, all right, this is funny.
They would love it.
Mom and dad are so stupid. They'd play your own game at you, you know?
Yeah.
Okay,
they'd be like, Mom, you got a court.
You messed up, so you're going to court, which means I'm the judge.
That would be so cute.
Also, her friend Jane. Mm-hmm. Janice from Mean Girls always reminded me of Jane. They're basically the same person.
Now. I see that. I love Janice.
Janice is great, but Jane's really funny too. Although they're both their dry humor, and I just like they think they're great. They're all smart people.
Okay,
that's the one thing I definitely thought of. I was like, I wish I could be this witty and come up with things like that quickly off the cuff,
right?
Because I'm like,
I need a team of writers.
I might think of something funny like tomorrow, but right now I've got nothing.
Yeah, I wish I was that quick-witted. I'm just not.
I'm slow-witted.
I think there's times where we're on and like all three of us can fire back at each other really quickly. But there are other times where I'm like, oh man, that would have been really great to say.
No, I don't feel like I'm ever like that.
I feel like you are sometimes.
You are.
I think sometimes when we're like, I don't know what it is. I mean, sometimes.
Maybe not.
I don't either.
Maybe it's not like quick-wit, but we get back at each other and
We can keep this going without saying a million times.
I don't know.
I don't know, guys. Let's talk about Daria's room because I'm very intrigued by her bedroom. Is it padded?
Yeah.
Is it always padded, or was it because she was a prisoner?
No, it's not always padded.
Oh, she did that for the prison thing.
And she had bones in her room.
She did. Yeah.
So this was all for up the prisoner,
the whole
the prison scheme.
Yeah.
I was like, I kind of hope this is because of what's going on. Mm-hmm. But if that's her room all the time, that's also really kind of funny.
Kind of interesting, yeah.
Like her walls were padded. But also, was it you, Joy, that we had this joke going that we were going to bring back the harmonica?
Yes.
I was like, yes, let's bring back the harmonica.
We're gonna have a harmonica solo in like every pop song now,
and there's gonna be a whole album of just harmonica songs.
Had a moment, and it was like in every song.
It was literally in every, especially the like the EDM dance songs.
It was in every.
It was like
because the harmonica was everywhere in the 90s.
Mm-hmm. It was like Hootie and the Blowfish. It was in a bunch of other songs that I can't remember right now.
That's beautiful.
Sign us. We're available.
That was gorgeous. I hear that. Wait, all
what's
day.
Our what's our band name?
You what's wrote our it band down. Name? Oh,
she's got it. Hold on. But anyways, so I really love the stupid jock guy. I can never get enough of an idiot because it's so fucking funny. Because people really are that stupid.
And he's always wearing the football uniform in every episode. Oh my god. Same with the cheerleaders. I was gonna ask They're that. Always wearing the cheerleading outfit every single episode. It's so
it
funny.
It reminds me of what's her name? Ashley, the Ashley girl from Sharp Objects, that she was in her cheerleading uniform in the middle of the summer.
I just want to feel spirited.
I just like that is the dumbest thing to come out of somebody's mouth. God.
I just want to feel spirited. Our band name is Mower, Blower, and Edger.
I like that one.
I don't remember why. What?
I'm pro mower, blower, edger.
Me too. I like it.
Because there's three of us and there's three words.
What? Does that mean one of us is one of the words?
That's math.
Oh my god, math.
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 Fuck
that shit.
Fuck math. Also, you know, I related to the older kid getting in trouble, getting the most trouble.
Right. I was so mad because I was like, of course I'm going to get in trouble for doing something that my younger sibling did. Like, I'd get framed for everything because
I'm the responsible one. Shout out to the oldest kids in the family.
Well, there was enough years between my sister and I that that wasn't really a problem because something that she was doing is not something that I would be doing.
Yeah.
I always thought it was very different.
Except TPing and egging houses. That's definitely
I didn't
Anna.
Egg houses. Okay, Lauren TP. Used to fork houses. And
fork houses? What?
You would take plastic forks and then break off the tops so that there was a bunch of plastic forks stuck in their yard. And she would also...
A lot of work for
they
that.
They also Fruit Looped someone's house where they spelled out something in Fruit Loops and then watered the yard so that it stained it.
What?
I've never heard of this. Oh my god,
and then either. She's also...
I never did fun shit in junior high, apparently.
She also stuck pads all over someone's house and car.
Oh, I never did fun stuff because Crystal knows I was on drugs.
You were on
drugs. We were talking about
I
her
told
high
you
school.
To tell me. I asked you for these stories and you wouldn't give them to me. Why won't you tell me your drug story?
You have to stay with her late at night when she's like really tired.
It's obviously a joke.
Is it though? No, she's telling me about her high school experiences and she was like, I'd rather just say I was on drugs. It's easier.
Yeah.
Like, so she's on drugs.
I never knew these people. I was just high school's one big drug cloud. And next.
Big drug cloud. I remember. I'm worth it.
Today was my sister's 10-year anniversary.
10-year
anniversary.
10-year reunion?
10-year reunion. That's the word.
Wow. Yeah.
Which means mine's only 3 years away.
Mine is next year.
Two.
Wow.
Next year.
Are you going to go?
Wait, not next year. The year after that. Never mind.
Or are you going to go back to the big drug cloud?
Hold on. I'm going to go throw up real quick. Jessica really wants me to go. And I'm like, you're so lucky that I love you. Because... You might convince me
I
to this.
I went by myself to mine.
You are did? Brave.
I still can't believe I did that.
Let me know when yours is. I'll go with you.
I already had it. Honey.
Oh, there's
I'm older than
other
you.
Ones.
Wait, there's more?
There's like 20.
Oh, my God.
40.
Dead. Oh,
50.
You hear that? My heart stopped. Dead.
Yeah, Lauren's best friend went and she was like, have fun. I'm not going. There's nobody I want to see.
Yeah, for the most part, the people I want to see are people that I still talk to.
I think if we weren't living in a social media time, I would be more inclined excited about that. Going when I went. But I was like, I kind of know what everyone's doing now. And
for the most part, yeah.
That was like right when we moved in together, right?
Yeah, and like I remember when I went, I remembered that I'm like, all these people that I went to high school with, they were, my best friend in high school is a grade below me. So like all these people that I saw were people that I remembered, but...
Didn't really like
it was very blurry memory. I don't know.
I wish I could go just be a fly on the wall because I want to see how everybody else interacts.
Like you don't want to see anyone talk to you. You don't want anyone to know you.
But I have no interest in going. I have zero interest in talking to anybody there. But I want to see what like I want to see
everyone
how everybody reacts. I want to see what everyone looks like. I want to see how everyone reacts to each other.
I'm such a nerd. I would like to go back and talk to my teachers.
Oh, that's cute.
They were great.
None of my teachers would remember me. High school was when I really like started retreating into myself and I didn't like talk in classes. I didn't share. Mm-hmm. I didn't do anything more than what I had to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I went to no friends. I was talking to this girl and I was like, oh, she's really cool. And then just random talking and I was like, hey, what class were you? What class did you have for her? Whatever. And she's like, oh, no, I didn't go to Bell. I'm like, well, then what are you doing here? She's like, oh, my husband went to Bell. I was like, oh, okay.
Oh.
So I was like,
of course
chatting
you get along with all the people that are not from
and
there.
I was like, what does that say? But she's like, her husband.
You're worldly.
Was it? I guess. It turns out her husband was someone I liked, so he was cool, so it was fine. But yeah, the people I chatted up with were very like, oh, I mean, I guess I'm friends with you. I don't know. Like, I don't know. It's weird. which was a weird situation. I got a free barbecue out of it, though. So that was nice.
Yeah, I might go for the free meal.
Why else would you go, Joel?
There's no point to go to anything else. Is there music, dancing?
Do I need to go as your date so you can get more food?
But I thought it was really cute because my weekend, they had like Friday night, they had like everyone meet at a bar and like whatever, which I didn't go to. So then Saturday they had the like actual party, which I went to. And then on Sunday they had like a Sunday afternoon at the park. So anyone would bring their kids. So I thought that was really sweet. That's, you know, cute. If I had a kid, I would have totally brought them and, you know, whatever. So it's like a whole weekend of it.
That's a lot.
also, and I didn't know that the class president is the one in charge of organizing all of that.
What?
Yeah.
I don't even know who my class president was.
I didn't know her either. But I
some dipshit.
I don't know her name. But I remember. It was crazy because
watch, it was someone actually like nice.
The idea of having to plan, like your job is never done, basically. That's crazy to me.
That's so weird.
Right? And she doesn't even live in this state. So she was doing like correspondence with someone else who lived here, having to like book the brewery for us.
So if that person doesn't want to do it, then you just don't have one?
I honestly have no idea. But I was like,
is it any way affiliated with the school?
I honestly have no idea.
That's so interesting. I did not know any of this.
Because unlike TV shows, high school reunions don't happen at the high school.
Yeah.
Which I think they totally should.
Would I have gone if it was at the high school? I don't know. I probably, maybe they want to get people drunk so they have a brewery. I can never say that word right.
Brewery.
There was brewery. Beer there.
Yeah, that makes sense, having alcohol. But I just feel like...
I feel like that's what you need if you need to go see people.
I also feel like if I was... I never attended a single like dance or prom or banquet or whatever.
Oh, yeah, you didn't go to prom. I forgot.
But I might have if it was like at our school in the gym. Like, I think that would have been so like...
No, cutesy. Ew.
Because that's what they look like. It
sounds cutesy, but...
That sounds worse.
I think it would have been so fun.
Do you went to two proms, right?
Yes, I went to senior prom when I was a junior and then my senior prom. Oh. And countless banquets because I was involved in 5 million things. So each
banquets?
Each activity had a banquet-like thing.
So. I always thought banquets and like prom were so fun. People would always like bitch about like prom sucks, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you probably aren't going with the right people.
That's kind of true, but I feel like banquets are better because they're smaller.
Yeah, so and it's like not
the band banquet, I love those people, so it was fine. Choir was so fun because it was even smaller than band. By the time I had gone to banquets, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 before I went to prom, so going to prom, I was like, oh, this is so anticlimactic. It was like such a big deal for everyone, but to me, it was like I'd rather just go to some small hotel with my band friends. Like this didn't feel grand. But I guess if you don't go to those banquets, it is a big deal. Mm-hmm. Because like the people who won the king and queen, like I don't care.
I don't even remember who it was.
The food was cold. It was awful.
I think I remember the king.
I don't remember. But yeah. I still say I'm Liz McGuire. That's why I was in high school. I'm pretty solid in that. What?
If I try to keep my parents away from the phone, the way what's her name did.
With her hand in the
with your hand?
Yeah.
Girl,
I would have been slapped so hard. Smacked
back to Mexico.
It's white people.
Oh, it's white people. Never
back
mind.
To Mexico. Sure. Well, no, because that was my mother. My mother would have smacked the crap out of
really?
Us. And my mother was whiter than white on white.
Maybe it's like northern white.
Northern. Also, white. Like, I remember those days of having one phone and like, I got the phone, get off of it.
Be like, I'm waiting on a call.
Get off the computer.
Get off the computer.
I need to talk to somebody. And what would make me mad is, okay, I'd get off the computer, they'd make the call, and it'd be over in like 2 minutes. I'm like, I went through all of that, and I have to go through all of the startup again for you to make a 2-minute phone call?
That reminds me, I was watching, because I'm watching Fresh Off the Boat on my lunch.
Fresh Off the Boat.
And I watched an episode where his brother-in-law comes to visit.
Oh, yeah, and his family.
Like, he's like, let me just get into the internet.
Set up my computer.
So it's like, and he's like, I'm just going to go over here and wait. Because he's like, it's coming. It's like, it was
He
so
like
funny.
Brings his whole like PC computer, the monitor, the whole thing.
One of my favorite jokes in the early years of Gilmore Girls was, so Rory gets into Yale, like a private high school, mm-hmm. really prestigious private high school. And so her grandmother tries to buy her a new computer and a DSL. And Lorelai was like, Mom, we like our internet slow. We like to turn it on, go make a sandwich, watch a movie, and then come back and get on the internet.
That's so funny.
Like, I loved that.
That's great. I'm so glad we don't have to do that no more. Jesus.
Ugh. Yeah.
Anyways. Anyways. So that's our life.
I miss rollerblading.
I don't know. I don't know how to do that.
I think it's so fun.
I think I have rollerblades somewhere around here. Shut up.
Lend them to me.
Of course you do. I don't doubt that at first.
There was a hot minute. I was like, I'm going to get exercising. I'm going to rollerblade.
And they never
Maybe that's why
box.
My knees are so fucked up. Because I fell down for rollerblading.
I loved it. We would go to like the skating rink all the time. All the time.
I remember still in high school when they had the, what's this place over here? The Skate Land or something in Grapevine or?
What?
Skate Town. Skate Town.
Yeah.
Skate Town.
A lot of stuff went down there for
somebody's birthday or something. And I was like, oh my God, I get to rollerblade again. It was amazing.
We should go.
It was so fun. We should go.
Let's go.
Let's go. Right now? Okay, let's go. It's probably open right now.
Right now?
I'm okay. I'll just eat nachos on the food court.
Okay.
I loved.
I'm just gonna skate by, grab a nacho, and keep going.
I don't know how to skate, so I can't do it.
We'll get you on the skates. They're not hard. The one with the four wheels. You'll be fine.
I can't do that either.
You'll be fine.
Have you tried it?
Yes. I'll never forget. I was in junior high and we went to Skate Town. My parents finally let me go, and I got on the roller skates and I just kept falling. So I spent the entire time basically like glued to the wall, and like scooting around. And I was like. So embarrassing.
I also enjoy ice skating.
Never done ice skating.
I feel like ice skating, I would definitely fall.
It's so much
immediately.
Fun.
I feel like rollerblading, I'm more stable, even though I'm probably just as stable.
That scares me. How can I bounce my entire body weight on that one little that blade?
One little what? Knife.
At least with roller skates,
I might as well just put like butter knives on my socks.
And it was
like,
definitely. A lot harder this past year when I went with Charlie.
Oh, yeah.
I, like, struggled. But I think it was because I was, like, I couldn't really go when I was with her. I just had to, like, walk on them, and that was hard. But when I was nannying, I took him ice skating, and he kept falling. And he kept, like, just hugging the wall and going around. Aww. And he goes, Miss Anna, can you fall just once? Because it's not fair. And I was like, aww. Sorry, buddy. I'm not falling on this cold ice.
I get it, honey.
I was like, traumatic. You're doing so good. It's your first time. It's not my first time. He goes, ugh. But just like one time, can you please fall?
That's so cute.
It was really cute. His bottom was so wet.
He had a soggy bottom.
It wasn't crisp.
So anyways, that's what we think of Daria.
Is anyone going to watch this?
I've seen it before.
So. I think it would be a fun show to watch like when I'm falling asleep, where I'm not really like paying attention, you know, just like kind of like how I am with Rick and Morty.
We can talk about this in a second. Well, but keep going.
I was going to say, with Rick and Morty, I feel like I want to go back and rewatch it because it's one of those shows that you can watch 10 times and pick up on something different each time because it's so
nonsensical. Intricate. But
is
still.
That on our list?
I don't know. Can it we might add be. It should be on there. Okay. If not, we're going to add it in a few weeks.
I don't know how I feel about Rick and Morty because the only time I watched it, I was really drunk at my friend's house and she loves Rick and Morty and I was sitting there like, this sucks.
It's a very specific like, kind of humor.
Yeah, I feel like it's for if. You either like it or you don't.
But it's so smart. As dumb as it is, it's so smart.
Maybe I'll try it again. It's over.
Yeah.
You should.
I'll probably rewatch it before the new ones come out. Because it's only 10 episodes a season. Yeah.
I'll probably add Daria to my lunchtime list.
I want to watch it. It was really funny.
It's been years since I've seen it. And it still makes me laugh.
I'll watch it.
My dad has been watching it.
Daria?
Daria. He watched Will and Grace and then moved on to Daria. I'm like, who are you?
That is so cool. Way to go, Dad.
Way to go, Dad.
Why is he a cool guy?
Who's that guy?
Speaking of way to go, Dad, I'm not going to say what, but he officially got the job offer.
Nice.
He starts the 1st of October.
Whoa. Tell him that our birthdays are in December.
And that we love him very much. Thanks, Dad. Adopt us, please.
Or he can, if he wants to, he can go along on our roomie trip next time.
Oh, yeah. If he just wants to bring his card along with him.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, I don't mean
to. So, yeah, were you going to continue watching it, Daria?
Yeah, I'll totally watch this. This is fun.
It's like 30 minutes. It's good. It's quick.
It's quick. Yeah. Not a lot of it's like
brain activity. You have to pay attention too much.
Yeah, because I'm paying attention to other shows right now.
Yeah.
Speaking of other shows,
we're going to talk about other shows now. Okay.
Yes. Okay. So, we just started watching Mayans.
Oh my gosh.
On FX.
So good.
First of all, me and Crystal are in love.
What's his name again? Hold on, I have to look it up.
Okay. Which weirds me out a little bit because one, that's my brother's name. And then I also have a cousin with the same name. So it just makes it weirder.
Do I have a cousin name? I probably do.
You probably do.
I mean.
Girl, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Da, 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 baby. Oh, while we're in this interlude, guess what I went and saw today?
Oh, well, yeah. What did you see?
A Simple Favor.
Just go. Who did you go to movies with today?
Me, myself, and I.
Oh, okay.
Me, myself, and I is all I got in the end. I'm going to be my own best friend.
His name is Clayton Cardenas. This is his last name. I just had it. Sorry, let me go back.
Clayton Cardenas to your mother.
Where's that? There it is.
Tomorrow's Mother's Day.
What are you singing?
Mother's Day from Gypsy.
Let's not. Yeah, duh. That's
Oh, Clayton Cardenas. We might be maybe related. No.
Oh, no.
That's actually my, that's, so in Mexico, or at least I guess where my parents are from.
He's so pretty.
Like you have, you use your first name, your middle name, and then two of your last names too.
Mm-hmm.
So your mom and your dad's, my God. Hello, Clayton.
Let me see. He's so pretty.
Cardenas is my,
you can get it.
My other last name on my dad's.
I didn't know I could do that. I'm just going to try and see. That was cool. Hold on. Let me try it again.
Crystal just like zoomed in on his picture and took up the entire computer screen.
That's, I don't know. This computer could do that.
This is why Crystal has a touchscreen.
I don't know. It could do that. I'm very excited.
So she can zoom into his face.
Because I'm blind. I can't see stuff. That's more. I'm going to.
Anyways, this show is really great. I never saw, at least not fully. I didn't fully watch Sons of Anarchy. I caught episodes here and there. Mm-hmm. And I would watch clips of it just with, what's her name? I keep thinking Bundy.
Katie Sagal.
And she is fantastic. She's fantastic. She was really great in Sons of Anarchy.
I never saw any episodes of it.
But my, I was like, I don't know if I'll be super into it. So I kind of like skipped and then I never ended up watching it. But I read a really great article with, what's his name? Sutter. I don't know. The creator of the show who created Sons of Anarchy as well. And he was talking about his writing room and stuff like that, and I thought he did it in a really good way. He's the only white male writer in the room.
Nice.
So good job. And he was also he was like calling bullshit on other people for being like, oh well, we can only find white writers, and he's like, that's dumb. No.
So. Look and ye shall find.
Yeah, and he's like, it doesn't take that. I read it too. It's really good. He talks about how like it doesn't take. He's like, it's more work, but. That's what your job is, like, is to
that's find your, the best literally for your what job.
You're going to do. Yeah. So and he's like, it. I don't do this for the money. I do it because I like to tell stories. And because he got offered, like, some really huge, big money deal with Netflix. And he decided to turn it down because he didn't feel like what he was doing was going to be treated properly over there.
Right.
Interesting.
So that's why he's like, I don't
so
do
so much what I've been hearing from people who have signed Netflix deals is they put the artist first and they really get to have their voice heard and get to do what they want.
Well, what he was saying is that like he brought up Ryan Murphy and Shonda Rhimes' deals.
Right.
And that he likes to have like control over the story, like the overall story.
Mm-hmm.
And so that if he had a Netflix deal and he'd be making a bunch of shows, he wouldn't feel as focused on like that he was doing the story justice if he has like two or three things running at the same time.
Got it.
So he's just, it was a very good article. And it also showed like, he's very blunt and he's very like in your face and very blunt. I just, there's not another word for it, but, he is still like a respectful person.
Mm-hmm.
So I found it interesting that you can be like
outspoken.
What was the quote? You can crawl out of my ass. And
because he in his office or house or whatever they're in, he has a framed letter from Fox saying like, you know, because he used, you know, this vulgar language at an executive, And so they're like, this basically the letter was like to remind him, like, this behavior is unacceptable. You need to get your stuff together, blah, 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 blah. So he has it in a frame. He's like, I have that to remind me that, like, I get passionate, but I have to reel it in because I'm a professional and I work. Mm-hmm. It's a business. It's not, you know, I can't just be
It's not just ridiculous. The art is.
Yeah.
So anyways, the actual show, the storylines are really interesting. Mm-hmm. I'm hooked.
It's only two episodes and I'm like, I'm in.
It's only two episodes. I know.
It's I feel drama, girl. It is so drama.
I feel like it's like novella level drama.
It really is.
And I really like it because I love that
stuff. It's so good.
I feel like it's only been two episodes, but I feel like each episode has been like a mini movie. Like there's so much that happened. And I was telling Crystal, I was like, I really like how we jumped in the middle of the action and like questions got answered pretty quickly, but then mm-hmm. it raised more questions.
Right.
So whatever they're doing with the story, hopefully they have it like mapped out for like a good while. Yeah. And it seems like he's got a good handle on the story. But it's really great.
Okay. I have some tales from the movie theater that I have to share with you all.
Okay. So tell me about this movie.
First, I need to tell you about the people that were sitting a few chairs away from me. I forget quite often that not everybody is as infatuated with the media as we are. That not everybody, you know, keeps abreast of what is coming out.
Can you not say that, please?
Abreast.
A chicken breast?
My breast? No, I don't know. Sorry. Pass. Moving on.
Yes.
Ails.
Anyway, during the commercials or whatever, the couple next to me were like, oh, it's a Disney movie. What Disney movie is it going to be? The second it came on, I knew it was Mary Poppins because it showed the kite. And so...
side note. The full trailer, they showed it?
No.
It was still the teaser?
It was still the little teaser.
When is that going to come out?
Isn't it come out in December?
I know. Where's the trailer?
Oh.
That's what I'm talking about.
Disney's really like, really...
Also, where's Captain Marvel trailer? Like...
Oh my God, I know.
Ooh, I need it. Okay, I'm sorry. Sorry, go ahead.
It's okay. So they were like, oh, maybe it's a Lady in the Tramp? Do you think they're doing a Lady in the Tramp movie? And it wasn't until literally she's coming down from the sky. They're like, oh, I guess they're doing Mary Poppins. Is that Emily Blunt? Where is she from? And then the girl goes, oh yeah, she did that. I forget what movie she referenced, but because she was, no, that was later on. And then there was another trailer with, Rosamund Pike. She's this activist, journalist, or whatever, and she's in all these awful situations, in like war zones. And he was like, "Why is she? Isn't that where's she from?" She goes, "That's the girl from Gone Girl." And he goes, "But why is she so effing old in this? She has aged makeup because it takes place throughout some years." Mm-hmm. And I was laughing so hard at this couple, and then, there was another one and I'm blanking on it. Anyway, I'll tell you guys later when I remember it. But this movie, A Simple Favor. First of all.
Was it simply a favor?
Henry Golding.
Oh, that's why she went.
I'm clearly. So I 100. Now. It was like 85%.
No, she went for Anna Kendrick.
It was 85%.
Oh, Anna Kendrick's great.
For Henry Golding. Yeah, she was pretty great.
He was fantastic. I'm in love. The movie was batshit crazy. I'm going to give you three words. That deal with this movie.
Okay.
Nanny cam. Incest.
Oh, nope, I'm out. Can't do it.
Yep, that incest and Blake Lively walking with a cane.
I saw that. I saw a clip of that. I didn't
see that. Three words. That was definitely more than three.
I had a third word earlier and I can't remember it. But I was like, this was not what I was expecting. At all. It made like 15 different twists and turns and I was like, this
you can't even keep up with it. It was so twisty turny.
No,
timey wimey.
And it felt like a Lifetime movie on steroids.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was.
That's great.
It was interesting. It was interesting.
Was it worth the watch for Henry Golding?
Was it a theater movie or a home movie?
I think you can wait for the home. Okay.
We're going to watch it when it's on Lifetime.
No. Ew. I don't watch that channel.
I only watch it when Grey's reruns are on.
Or Project Runway, which R.I.P.
We can talk about that as well.
But yeah, it was an interesting day at the movies.
That is so weird. I'm glad I'm not watching that. R.I.P. Project Runway. I'm upset.
Yeah.
I know. That sucks.
I'm upset. You guys, I didn't even see that text until I was in New York, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And that's when I texted you guys back. And I was like...
Yeah, I saw it and I was like, What are we going to do?
I'm so upset. Goo-goo! Play, I'm upset.
I thought you said goo-goo.
Yeah, she said goo-goo.
Okay.
Oh, was she not there for that?
Oh, you didn't listen to her, so you think you can dance podcast.
Rude.
What a bitch.
How dare you?
So yeah, we don't have Google Chrome or whatever the hell it's
Google
called.
Google.
So we
Alexa
just say,
or whatever.
Alexa, there you go. So we just say like Google, it was Google first. And do something for me. Like Google, turn the TV on. Even though we like don't Google. Have any way to do it. So it became Google in Bhatra. And it turned into Google.
And mostly I just tell Google to play I'm upset. Because or I'm Google, mostly upset
so it was
a
like,
lot.
Google, make me dinner. Yeah. Google, tell
Google
me what
bring me
eat.
Some food. Google, get me some cheese. Or ice cream.
Google, get me Henry Golding.
No.
Oh, my God. We would not survive that.
I need to Google and see if those tattoos he had are real.
He had tattoos.
So, yeah.
Anyway,
so Project Runway.
We're upset. I'm intrigued to figure out how they mm-hmm. continue it. Who's going to step up and step in for them?
Is it going to be Alyssa Milano and Isaac Mizrahi?
I don't know. Maybe. And
I think I'd be okay with that because I love Isaac Mizrahi.
And I think they're really great on All Stars. I didn't think I was going to like them, but they're great. Or Georgina Chapman, my love, is beautiful and wonderful. So it could work.
Well, we need a mentor too.
Oh shit! Who's gonna?
Oh yeah, because they don't have it on All-Stars.
Oh shit!
Yeah, I don't know.
Is it gonna be the editor in chief of?
Oh yeah.
Elle.
She comes in sometimes.
Well, the thing about it is we didn't know who Tim Gunn was before the show, so it could be someone completely different. You know, it doesn't have to be a woman.
Oh my god! Can it be Andre Leon Talley? Oh, sure. I love him. Ugh, I love Andre Leon Talley.
Yeah, why not? Do it. I am intrigued to see how their other show on Amazon compares and how it's different, you know?
Yeah, like what's going to be in it? Like it all it said was like them two in fashion.
Yeah, well, that's all I need to know. But I'm just saying, like, I wonder how.
Well, I didn't know if there was any other details
like
available.
Challenge, no.
Literally, all I saw was your screenshot.
No. Oh,
that's it.
I'm sorry.
And then I was like, well, time to cry in New York City. No better place to cry.
That's a good memoir title.
Ooh, hold
not,
on.
Not a funny one, but like a serious one.
Time to cry in New York City.
Time to cry in New York City. I'd read it.
Writing it down right now.
All right, I'll get started on that for you.
So everyone keep an eye out for Time to Cry in New York City.
Coming
a
out.
A memoir by Joy.
A memoir like a novel, of my 26
or a novel
years.
By Push. By Sapphire. Damn it, I fucked it up. I always get it wrong.
A novel by Push. Oh, Sapphire.
Every time.
I'm just going to quit. Okay. Oh, I think that's it for us. Goo-goo.
We out.
Goo-goo.
What's the Goo-goo. Title of Push by close Sapphire?
Goo-goo, close us out.
Okay, bye.
Bye.